This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined with Paula Sylvester. She's actually the founder of Paula Sylvester Spiritual Connections. But before we get into everything, maybe you can tell ourselves and our listeners a little bit more about yourself, Paula, and of course about Paula Sylvester Spiritual Connections.
Hi, Nick. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if you realize this, but I am Mi'kmaq from the Member 2 First Nation in Nova Scotia. And my professional background is in management and project coordination, and I have a graduate certificate in public relations. And also recently, in the last couple of years, I wrote two books. One is called Heaven's Weight, Balboa Press, Hay House, 2014. And I'm soon to publish another one called Out From Beneath Your Wings. So that is still in the works and will be available soon. I'm married to Mark, and I have twin boys, Bradley and Nathaniel, and I live in southern Ontario. And this year, I founded Paula Sylvester Spiritual Connections, and I found this in an effort to bring together resources for those seeking to expand their spiritual knowledge. I found that during the time of spiritual awakening, although it is very uplifting period in time, it can also be a very lonely one as we seek answers to understand our new way of connecting to the universe. And it seems once we grasp one concept, another one is before us. So we're constantly searching and constantly searching for answers. So I just hope to be able to share with others a little bit of the knowledge that I learned along the way.
Well, that's great, Paul. And I know you're actually hosting a two-day symposium coming up that's called The Power of Inspiration and Working with Your Intuitive Voice. You're going to be hosting that in Toronto and Halifax. Maybe you can tell our listeners more about these events.
Oh, definitely. A little bit, just backing up a little bit there, when I finished writing both of my books, Heaven's Weight and Out From Beneath Your Wings, they were written in a very short time frame. The first one was written in 2 weeks, Heaven's Weight, and the second one was written in 1 month, and that was just in January 2015. And each of these works, I was guided by Spirit to do this work. And immediately following the writing of my second book in January, I was given The Power of Inspiration and Working with Your Intuitive Voice. And initially I thought this was something that I would use for myself and to do lectures and to promote my books. However, I realized as I developed it that it was indeed something to be shared with a lot of people. So I started to figure out how can I move forward with this inspired work. So what I did first was I did a communications and marketing plan to see exactly how I can put it together, what it would cost, who would I consider as speakers, and, you know, all the actions that had to come into play because I was being asked to put this together in 4 months. And, you know, it's quite a short time frame for an event of this magnitude. So fortunately, I was able to get everything together. Everything fell into place with funding and as well as the venues. And then I went to the speakers. And then again, I was led to each of the speakers, and they were all available for the particular times that I selected. So it did work out quite well. And I'm very positive about the event, and it's not huge. It'll be about 250 to 300 capacity, so that this two-day event can have presentations on day one, and then on day two, it will have interactive workshops with each of the speakers. So each participant can select a two-hour workshop in the morning and then again in the afternoon. And they will work, you know, in very small sessions with the speaker to learn whatever they have chosen to learn in that moment, whether it's hypnosis or psychic development or karma release. There are many different options for them to choose from. So it's quite exciting.
That definitely does sound quite incredible and not an easy task to undertake. So very exciting to see that everything has come together. And I know a lot of our listeners, they like to, you know, check out information while they listen. So maybe we'll direct them actually to website, I believe it is www.thepowerofinspirationevents.com, and you can actually find more on the actual dates for Toronto and Halifax. I believe it's July 4th and 5th for the Toronto dates, and then Halifax are July 25th and 26th. And the Toronto one will be at the Holiday Inn, Toronto Yorkdale, whereas the Halifax World Trade Convention Center for Halifax. So again, listeners, if you want to check out more information while you listen along, that's www.thepowerofinspirationevents.com. And you can also go right to Paula's website at paulasylvester.com. But now a little bit more back towards the content and a bit more of the purpose as well behind your work, Paula. What exactly does it mean to work with your intuitive voice?
It means different things to different people. But for me, for this purpose, our intuitive voice, as many of your listeners are listening, it's innate. It means we are born with this connection. And some people refer to it as the third eye or higher self, or and even sometimes they refer to it as their gut instincts. But it connects you to your spiritual core. And it is within this spiritual core that we connect to who we are, why we're here, and our life purpose. So this through meditation, we can even further connect with our spiritual core to help guide us along, because there are so many universal energies that are available to us to help us each and every day. And it's connecting with these through our higher self that we're able to get this extra support. And it does work, and it does help, and it does really affect how you learn to make better and more effective choices in your life. And it does change how you feel and the joy that you feel each and every day, especially for people that have lost loved ones, like a mom or dad or a brother or sister or child, an auntie or an uncle. These are all people that are there waiting to help. And they hear our prayers every day, and they need us to set time aside, to just stop what we're doing and say, listen, I know you're doing all you can to help me, and I appreciate that, and thank them for all that they do, because they, believe me, they are working hard to help us, and we are never alone, and we are always connected to our loved ones. It's just in a different way, and that is what I hope that people will take away from in learning how to work with their intuitive voice, is that they are not alone, and that they will each and every day they understand that they are spiritual beings here to experience this life, and that experience includes challenges, but we have help through these challenges.
Well, there you have it, listeners. There are, of course, a couple of ways to get involved. Aspiring authors out there, always providing an incredible opportunity through her author spotlight. And, of course, as she touched upon as well, too, some of those people out there involved with program managers, that kind of thing. Please check out more on the Gift of Inspiration, as it will potentially include yourself being available to a free weekend pass, 5 in Toronto and 5 in Halifax. So before we let you go, Paula, just want to let our listeners know again, for those who have the pleasure of catching us on the radio, they can find out more information directly on the event at www.thepowerofinspirationevents.com. Please, you can get your agenda to download there further, find some more information on the speakers, and of course, register. And just in general, to stay in touch with Paula, you can go to her website directly at www.paulasylvester.com. That's SEVESTRE. And you can actually order some of her books there as well, too, and stay in touch with her upcoming book, which will be coming out this summer. Again, that's Out From Beneath Your Wings. Thank you so much for taking the time today again, Paula. We really appreciate it. And before we let you go, maybe some words of wisdom for the audience.
Nick put me on the spot. All I'd like to share is we have the power to heal ourselves. And my healing journey was one that was created out of fear. And we all live with fear. And it drives our decisions each and every day. And sometimes those choices are not good choices. So here, learn to make better choices. Learn to work with your intuition, and you'll see a huge difference in how you view life and how people and the people that you attract into your life. And and you will experience so much more joy with the lightness of what's being shared with you at this event. Thank you, Nick, so much for this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
Well, there you have it again, listeners. That's Paula Sylvester, founder of Paula Sylvester Spiritual Connections. And, Instincts are instincts for a reason. So please check out more information. She's doing some incredible work. And again, thank you for taking the time, Paula. Jimmy Gwetch listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.